This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. So you can join us wherever you want. And if you're on Discord, you're going to sound pretty great. Or you can call in the regular phone lines. Did anything interesting happen in your area today? Because it sure did here in New Hampshire at Concord's State House. I would say several hundred people took the State House steps during yet another freedom rally that, you know, I don't know what they're calling it, the organizers of this particular rally. It seems like it's sort of a freedom rally.
Yeah, like it was slightly different named from the last one. Or,
was there a name for it?
Well, so the other one was like Open New Hampshire. And then,
Reopen New Hampshire.
Or and then this one was, I don't remember.
Well, there were two organizations. Health Freedom New Hampshire was one of the organizers.
That's what I'm thinking of, is there were two different organizers.
And then Reopen New Hampshire was another one. Of
right.
course, speakers and people carrying signs. Today, I would say it was larger, a little bit, maybe a little larger than it was 2 weeks ago. So we went, you and I were both at the one that happened 2 weeks ago. I actually went to one that we, some of our co-hosts and freedom activists here, put together in Concord on the 1st of April. So this has actually been going on for an entire month at this point, because
right.
we had about 15 people out at the initial one that sort of,
right.
what I would say, broke ground, if you will, for this. And then 2 weeks later, there was this massive one that these other organizations threw, and then they did it again today, where, unlike 2 weeks ago, where it was cold and it was wet and rainy a little bit, it was close to freezing cold on that day, but
yeah.
Today it was beautiful, the sun was out, it was warm, I had to take my jacket off, it was very, very nice out there.
And I don't know what's going on in the rest of the USH, but you know, here in New Hampshire, it's you know, there's at least signs of rebellion. You know, the rest of the USH, yeah, I don't know, I can't speak for them.
When you say USH, what is that?
Oh, that's the United States of Hysteria. Sorry, I didn't clarify my acronym before using it. Yeah, the USH, that's my new acronym.
Oh, that's great. I love
yeah.
it. Yeah, there wasn't much hysteria today. I mean, as far as, like, there was some people that drove by and heckled or flipped the bird or whatever. So there's always going to be angry people.
People driving around in their cars with their masks on.
Mm. Yep, there were those people. But, you know, the supermajority of the folks were there, and they were having a good time. And, like I said, speakers and creative signs and no police presence whatsoever. If they were there, they were completely undercover.
Yeah, I certainly didn't see any squad cars.
Yeah.
I didn't see any patrolmen.
I didn't see them drive by either.
What I did see is plenty of citizens with guns.
There were people there with guns. I wouldn't call them citizens because a citizen is somebody who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. And as we've seen, this government and all governments don't
Should
have
I call
an
them
obligation.
Residents?
That's another legal term.
Okay, I'll call them people.
People, yeah, people with guns.
Well-armed people.
Yeah, and they were there last time, too, a bunch
yeah.
of them. It might have been mostly the same crew, but there was probably
yeah,
a little more.
I think overall there were just more people this
yeah.
time. And it was a nicer day, you know, that kind
right.
of thing. So.
Yeah, I mean, it really was great. As I said, people mass originally by the street where they were last time, but this time was different because they actually ended the protest by going up to the State House steps
right.
and sort of taking that territory. Not that there was anyone in the State House. It was locked. It's a Saturday, and I don't think it's even open during the week either. I'm pretty sure they've got it locked up during the week as well. So
government's not essential?
Yeah, I mean,
in my book, for sure, but
there was a great sign there today that said, like, everything is essential except politicians or something like that.
I missed that one. I would have stopped and maybe taken a photo
yeah.
had I seen that one.
Yeah, it was a pretty good one. And I know Vincent got some video. I don't know if he got it of that guy, but that's going to be coming later to his channel, which I'm not sure which channel he's putting it on. But as soon as I find out, I'll link it over at freekeen.com. I've got a photo up there right now of the crowd shot today that I took while they were on the State House steps. And, you know, it wasn't a perfect event. I mean, it's a large group of people, right? Like, you don't know who's going to show up to an event like this. I think the organizers are primarily libertarian folks who put this thing together, but that doesn't mean that everyone who spoke was libertarian.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that there was, like, an overall liberty theme. I mean, I think there was an overall pro-freedom theme, but it was muddled by the fact that there were Trump supporters who were trumping around.
A lot of Trump-ansies, yeah. Trump-humping.
Yeah, a lot of that. And then that was true of the last one as well. I don't know if it was a larger percentage this time. I don't think it was. It was, you know, there was a lot of people with the MAGA hats or Trump signage or whatever. And I still don't understand, like, how they can be rightfully critical of Sununu, who is the governor, His Excellency, as he's referred to
in that.
The governor's orders that he's been writing. How it is that they can be critical of Sununu, but yet not be critical of Donald Trump? I mean, Trump has been laying down orders from his office. He's put out their guidance, which, as we've seen, this guidance is sort of taken as though it's an order.
Right.
When these government goons put out these orders and such, it's all a very confused mess in the legal land, trying to figure out what even the legal structures, a legal opinion of this is. It's not clear whether these are mandates or whether they're not. They're sort of written like, oh, well, you can reopen, but you've got to do all these things with masks and this and that and all this ridiculous hoop jumping. But what happens to a business that doesn't do those things? You've got a story out of Maine coming up here, Captain Kickass.
I do.
That we're going to get to about a business owner who did decide to open up. There's also other protests elsewhere. California apparently had one yesterday.
California?
Yeah, California, of all places, actually had a protest in Sacramento at the State House there.
Now, like, what are they protesting?
Apparently the lockdown.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure because, you know, I spent a bunch of time on the left coast, and while there are freedom-oriented people to be found on the West Coast, I found their numbers to be fewer and further between by quite a margin.
I don't know how many were there. The AP story here says they had hundreds of protesters.
Okay.
However, there were also police present in California. So there's actually the shot here that the AP has on their story. It's got what I would describe as a large number of police. Looks like maybe...
I can't tell. Are they dressed in, like, riot police clothes? They have shields and stuff, or are they just, like, plain-clothed officers?
There's a few with some helmets here. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't see shields present, but there's
batons?
I mean, presumably, I can't tell what's on their belt. They're sort of...
Yeah. Can you see guns?
The sun's not showing. I mean, they're cops, so of course they've got guns, but like I said, the way the photo is taken, it's not clear, because of the lighting in it, it's not clear what's on the belts. They're just sort of like black looking, can't really see. But there are at least 13 cops on the State House entryway area. So like at the top of the steps in New Hampshire, we've got State House with steps, and the steps lead up, and there's a door there. Well, so they've got the same thing in Sacramento, but there's a baker's dozen of cops,
so the cops
standing up there.
The cops are there to protect and serve, just not...
The state.
Yeah, just not the people.
Right. So today was a big success, I would say, and kudos to all the people who came out, even though the message wasn't, of course, a pure libertarian message. It was a pro-freedom overall message.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, most of the people were open to the idea of New Hampshire independence. I handed out, I would say, maybe a couple hundred flyers to people. I worked the entire crowd, so I went through pretty methodically and hit the entire crowd up. I only had one guy hand me the flyer back. Now, that's usually an indicator that they don't really care for it, or maybe they agree and they just don't want you to waste the paper or whatever.
Right, right.
But most people seem to be receptive to that. So overall, I'm gonna say kudos. Good job to these guys.
It was refreshing, again, just to sort of be around a whole bunch of people again.
Again.
Yeah. You know, seeing as, you know, all the restaurants and small businesses remain closed, for some reason it's still okay to go grocery shopping and, you know, to the Home Depot and stuff like that. But, well, you know, can't go have a beer. at a restaurant.
We did. I don't know if we should say where, but there was a restaurant.
There was an after thing that we went to, and it was a private engagement, so I'm pretty sure no laws were violated.
I don't think it's illegal for a bar to sell a takeout of a canned beverage.
Right.
And that's what we purchased. However, I don't know what the legality is of drinking that canned beverage outside of that that bar's premises if you're not actually on the bar's premises, so I don't know.
Well, that was my choice to, drink it wherever. So
exactly. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. If you want to join us here, 855-450-3733. Live Saturday edition continues.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Not shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk.
Talk Live. You're invited if you want to join us here, this live Saturday edition. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms with you tonight. It's Ian.
The captain.
So you can bring up anything you want. We're going to go right into your phone calls. We started out by talking about the majorly successful protest-slash-rally thing that happened today. Pro-freedom rally, right-to-assemble rally, whatever you want to call it. Lots of people were there. I would say several hundred at least, maybe pushing 500. It's hard to really estimate crowd size, but this was a little larger than 2 weeks ago.
I did a physical count myself. Well, not physical, but, you know, a scanning of the scene from left to right. And once I got past 300, it got a little bit muddled because folks were moving about a little bit and that kind of thing. So there was at least 300 people. There was probably closer to five, I'm thinking.
Yeah, for sure. It was a lot of people and a great event. And you know what? I haven't heard about a massive infection slash death thing happening from the last protest, which was two weeks ago. So, I don't think anybody's really concerned with this thing that goes to these events. I realize some people are, and if you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us, 855-450-FREE. We also touched on California having a protest, although they had a fairly large police presence at theirs, whereas ours, not a single cop anywhere to be found.
That was really nice.
Which I love it when that happens.
I do have a question, though. If pro is the opposite of con, is the opposite of a protest a contest?
Good question. Let's see what Peter in California thinks. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Peter.
Hey, well, our little city here in Central California was going pretty well until the county stepped in. So I called a couple weeks back. A lot of business owners here were staying open anyway. The local authorities weren't shutting them down.
And then
the county, of course, got word, and the county came in and shut them all down. I was driving around yesterday, and a lot of people here were protesting on the streets in the middle of town. I would have to gather, we're in a town of about 13,000 people, and I would say there was a good 50, 60 people out there. So that wasn't a bad protest.
Nice.
Waving the American flags and pretty upset about, the government ordering people, not to be able to feed their families and make some money and keep businesses open and, be able to put yourself at risk if you choose to. That should be my right as an American.
Yeah, and we're starting to see businesses announcing that they're closing permanently. The stories are starting to trickle in. I figured that this was going to happen. I don't see, even with like the reopening mandate slash suggestion slash whatever these governors are calling these things, even with those going on, some of these businesses are going to look at that and go, there's no way this would be profitable for me to do.
No, they want, in a lot of cases, floor space or the amount of customers allowed in per whatever to be cut by at least half.
Yeah, if not more.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about, dude.
Right, tables will have to be taken out of restaurants and that sort of thing. Go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, they're talking about cutting restaurants by 50%. And then another thing that just happened, public beaches, I don't know if you heard about this. In Southern California, public beaches, they're physically closing them.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you can get out for outdoor activity. Well, you get in the water, you're not around anybody, you're surfing, whatever you're doing, and you're not affecting anybody. But the governor shut down all the, I know in Orange County, they shut down all the beaches. People really.
Peter, how does one physically close down a beach? I mean, it's sand.
Well, they don't.
And transition into water, so
I'm going to guess they're putting barriers up at parking lots. That's just a guess.
And then they're going to have to, the local police will have to enforce it, which I'm, from what I'm hearing, the police aren't going to enforce it.
I saw photos from, I saw photos, I think it was yesterday, or a video from, maybe it was Huntington Beach in California, I think that was what it was called, where there were what looked like hundreds, if not 1,000-plus people in the streets in front of the beach. Behind them in the photo, you couldn't see anyone actually on the beach. So it was almost like they were just obediently protesting. They had enough people to where they could have easily have taken that beach and had
didn't step over.
Yeah, they were just all in the road.
That's hilarious.
I actually heard from a county official at 6 feet of space, they could fit 400 on all the beaches, could fit 400,000 people. So they said if we have 30 or 40,000 people come out, it wouldn't even put a dent in the space on the beach.
Right.
So It's just the county being ridiculous.
It's all about control. That's all this is. And it's all about them seeing how far they can get away with this stuff. Peter, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the update out there. So things getting worse. It sounded like he was in like a little oasis town for a little while.
I remember him calling. I think he was the one who said there was a restaurant that was open.
He said it was more than one place in his town. But now the county has cracked down. And we're going to talk about another crackdown in Maine. You've got a story about that in a moment here, Captain Kickass. But let's continue. Let's talk to Jill. Listening in Richmond, Virginia. Jill, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
I hope I don't give you any virus over the phone.
Oh, I'm not worried. I was with 400-plus people today, so it's all good.
I don't think it goes through the wire.
No, it probably doesn't.
If nobody has a job and nobody works, then we're all going to die, including the people they say they want to protect.
Absolutely. And by the way, you're listening to WNTW there in Richmond, Station.
Yes.
So, Jill, what's going on there in Virginia? Is there any kind of protesting happening there in the Capitol? What's happening? Anything?
Oh, a lot of BS is going on. The governor seems to think he can be the dictator. The one official can make laws for the whole state.
Well, there's not really much pushback against that idea. As I understand it, they did sue in Michigan. The state Republicans are suing the governor there, saying that she's overstepped her boundaries. But ultimately, it's still just asking the state to approve or disapprove of the state's own actions.
Right.
So it wouldn't surprise me if the Supreme Court in Michigan comes back and is like, well, nope. You can do this, or she can do this.
It's just like the police when they investigate themselves and find they didn't do anything wrong.
There was some sort of protest down at the Capitol. I heard they were people in cars, men honking horns. I could not participate not having a car. I have epilepsy and couldn't drive one if I did have one.
Jill, so thanks. Thanks for calling, sharing the update. Anything else you want to throw out there tonight?
Well, there's. I just think they're just trying to use fear to control everybody.
You're right, and it's working.
Let their whole lives be ruled by fear rather than trying to work.
Right. Thank you for the call tonight, Jill. I appreciate your opinions, and it's fear not just of the virus, but also direct fear of a government gang coming in and destroying your life and business.
Well, we talked about it earlier today, and I think it's important to mention to our listeners that just because the government says a thing doesn't mean it goes.
Right?
I think the overwhelming response to anything the government puts out is people just go, oh, I guess that's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's important to question all of that and to challenge it at almost every level. Right? So when you bump into it as, a person, as a business owner, as a family, whatever it is, that, you have the ability to question that. You don't just blindly accept somebody writes something down and says, well, this is how it is. You just go, oh, okay. Like, unfortunately, there's far too many people in the U.S. of H. that just accept whatever the government throws down. They go, oh, I guess that's what I got to do.
Unfortunately, they do. And even for those that question it, that doesn't go far enough.
Right.
Because you actually also have to take action.
Yeah.
You cannot beg for your rights to come back. You have to embrace those rights. You have to utilize those rights. You have to stand up and say, I'm going to run my business, and I'm not going to ask permission to do so. But the problem comes in, and we're going to get into this out of Maine as an example, where business owners are already behind the ball because they already asked for permission, however many years ago it was when they first opened the doors, because they didn't want a goon squad coming in and, tearing their place up.
Right.
And now they're going to pull licenses and things like that, and we'll get into it coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Gorgeous spring weather across the U.S. and Europe drew people cooped up inside for weeks to soak up the sun, even as additional coronavirus hotspots in Russia and Pakistan are emerging. Overall, Russia has now reported over 125,000 cases and more than 1,200 deaths. The true numbers are believed to be much higher because not everyone is tested. Pakistan appears to be joining Russia with rapidly increasing case counts. Pakistan announced that nearly 1,300 new cases now raise the total in the country to about 18,000. And people grateful to be outdoors were still wearing masks everywhere, even on southern U.S. beaches and by some joggers in Spain. A New York City farmer's market enforced the familiar 6 feet of space between people wanting to buy spring flowers. And police and park officials were spread out across New York City, sending out 1,000 officers to enforce social distancing on the warmest day since the beginning of March. This is USA Radio News. A 5.4 magnitude earthquake hit near southern Puerto Rico, jolting many from their beds on an island where many people remain in shelters from previous quakes earlier in the year. The U.S. Geological Society said the quake hit just off the coast of Talboa Pinuelas and was felt where hundreds of homes were destroyed by a quake in early January. The tremor also hit as Puerto Ricans remain home under a two-month lockdown to help curb the spread of coronavirus. A federal judge in Los Angeles dismissed demands by the United States women's soccer team for pay equal to that of men's. Molly Levinson, spokeswoman for the defending World Cup champions, said the plaintiffs will appeal. The suit pitted the players against the United States Soccer Federation. Members of the women's national team had sought more than $66 million in damages as part of their gender discrimination suit. The legal battle grew out of 2016 complaints filed with the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission on behalf of 5 top women players. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live, and we're doing a live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And I am the captain.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. They got a lot of great features over at Bitcoin.com, including kind of like an intro. You can get into the world of cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and others. Just get started over at Bitcoin.com, and they will clue you in. And if you got a little extra time on your hands these days, it's a perfect opportunity.
Perfect great place excuse. To learn, yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
To go and get started on the process of learning about cryptocurrency, because, look, whether or not it's Bitcoin that lasts forever, cryptocurrency is an idea that is here to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So it would behoove you to learn a little bit about it. Get started over at Bitcoin.com as we go back into your phone calls and thoughts, and then we can talk about this business in Maine that actually opened their doors during this crackdown, during this lockdown, and we'll find out what happened to them coming up here in just a moment. Your calls and thoughts come first. Let's go to Jimmy in Eagle Rock, Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online via the TuneIn app.
I was wondering if you think it'd be better if I shopped at saveitpurse.com now or after the fork?
Okay. SaveItPurse.com, for our listeners that don't know, is a website that allows you to buy things on Amazon with Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash at a significant discount, like 10-20%, somewhere in that range. Yep. Is pretty common. You get to pick the discount. You put your Bitcoin or your Bitcoin Cash up. Somebody else buys it, and they basically buy you the gift on Amazon and send it to you, and you get your gift. You release your Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash to the person who's making the purchase. It's an amazing site. And your question was what again? About it?
Should I purchase something now or after the fork?
And which fork are you to which fork are you referring?
The Bitcoin fork happening at I think it's the middle of this month, isn't it?
Are you referring to Bitcoin Cash or
is
the original
talking about the halving?
Bitcoin? Yeah, are you talking about the Bitcoin halving?
Yeah, the halving. Yeah.
Okay, so for our listeners, I don't want to get too deep into any kind of technical aspects here, just because it's not that kind of show. But for listeners who are unfamiliar, the Bitcoin mining process basically means that every 10 minutes there's new Bitcoins that come into existence. And we won't get into how that happens. It has to do with computers working very hard to solve very complex problems. And the computer that solves the problem gets what's called the mining reward. And at the beginning, when Bitcoin came out in 2009, so more than a decade ago, the Bitcoin mining reward was 50 Bitcoins every 10 minutes. Now, back then, Bitcoins were worth less than a dollar. You know, they were worth a few cents or whatever at the most. So 50 Bitcoins was no big deal. And it was also pretty easy to mine back then. Now, it's gotten much, much more difficult to mine. And over time, that mining reward has cut in half twice. So it went down from 50 to 25. And then a few years later, it went down from 25 to 12.5, which is where it is today. And this month, it's going to go and cut in half again to 6.25 Bitcoins every 10 minutes. So right now, Bitcoin's at about $9,000 per Bitcoin. That's the current going market price for Bitcoin within the last couple of days. So, I mean, that's a still, you know, even at 6.25,
yeah,
that's still a significant chunk of money, but it's half of what it is currently. So that's what you're referring to as the halving. I'm going to say I don't like to make predictions to answer your question, sir. I don't know if I don't know if the price of Bitcoin is going to go up or down. And on a daily basis, it changes, right? So it's constantly moving. It's not something that anybody really knows what's going to happen with. So I think a lot of people believe that the halving, as it's called, where that Bitcoin mining reward cuts in half, will lead to a lower supply, and so therefore price will go up.
Right.
And certainly price over time has gone up. Maybe the halving has to do with that. Maybe it doesn't. I mean, one thing's for sure, everyone already knows, or at least not everyone, maybe not everyone, probably some of our listeners had never heard of this before, but people at least somewhat familiar with Bitcoin know about this process. So arguably the market has already factored it in. I don't think you're going to see, and the last time it happened you didn't see this.
Right.
I don't think that on May 15th or whenever it is, there's a certain date in 2 weeks.
Or something, yeah.
You know, within a couple of weeks, it's going to happen. And I don't think you're going to see the price shoot up in the next 24 hours after that. Because everyone already knows it's coming. So I think it's probably already factored into the price. But that's just my thought.
But now, he did talk about Save It Purse, and didn't they make an announcement recently?
They did announce that they were closing, sadly, but now they've announced that they're not closing.
Oh, they've unannounced.
Correct. There was enough of an outpouring of support.
Nice.
Maybe offers to buy the company or influx of cash. I don't know.
That warms my heart because I missed the unannouncement of that. So, shame on me, but that is good news. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, me too. SaveItPurse.com, one of the most useful features, one of the most useful things you can do with your Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash. So I hope that answered your question, Jimmy.
Sure did.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Steven is in Wrinkle, Illinois, watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Steven.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yes, sir.
Long-time listener, first-time caller here.
Okay, what's on your mind
tonight?
I didn't have to dump that. I left it on the internet feed, but I don't really know if our stations would appreciate
that. Yeah.
You know? That's not really something you're allowed to talk about on the radio.
Yeah, we do call it Free Talk Live. Unfortunately, we are regulated by the entity known as the government, and there are certain things that you can and cannot say. And, yep. You know, if we as hosts believe you are about to cross the line or have crossed the line, we got to dump you.
Yeah, I wish I didn't have to. But then again, the call would have been pretty stupid anyway, I'm sure, if I'd let it continue. So 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. Let's get into this story here, and then we'll take more of your calls and thoughts. But, you know, I've been asking out loud for business owners, examples of business yeah. owners. You know, there was one lady in Dallas who opened her salon, and right. she actually got issued a citation for $1,000. There's a judge's order threatening her with presumably contempt of court if she doesn't close her business. She said she's going to stay open.
Yeah.
She's willing to face arrest for this, and that's what I want to know. Are there other business owners out there who are doing anything like that? And you've got a story.
I found one, and I've been asking the same thing. Where are the rebels? Where are the people who aren't going to take mm-hmm. it and are going to stand up for themselves and their businesses?
Well, right,
because
it's one
built.
Thing to go out into a protest and hold a sign. It's a whole other thing to put your investment on the
yeah.
line.
So I ran across this from the BangerDailyNews.com. Maine restaurant loses health and liquor licenses after defying state virus orders. This is out of Bethel, Maine. The co-owner of Sunday River Brewing Company in Bethel, who defied state orders by opening his doors to diners on Friday afternoon, has lost his state health and liquor licenses, he said.
Oh, see, now he's not healthy anymore.
Right.
They pulled his health license, so therefore it's now a danger to go into his restaurant. That's
yep.
what they want you to believe.
And the liquor license, that's bogus, too.
The whole thing's bogus.
Yeah.
The whole thing's bogus. Before you go on, the whole thing's bogus because business owners, especially restaurateurs or whatever, they don't want to poison their customers.
Yeah.
They don't want you to go away feeling bad. They don't want you to think, oh, my God, I got poisoned or, you know, there's dirty food or whatever.
They have the incentive to
right.
be, you know, healthy and otherwise serve, you know, and be clean and, you know, all that kind of thing.
Yeah,
so.
And by the way, a lot of times these health inspectors, they might come in like once every year or two.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not like they're in there checking up. Because I understand there are some businesses that aren't the cleanest of all businesses.
Yeah.
But we already have health inspections, and they aren't catching these problems, right?
Yeah.
You know, maybe the health inspector comes in, and he looks around a little bit and you know, sits down for a meal on the house, and then he leaves, you know.
Yeah.
So there could actually be stricter inspections in a free market situation. Like, a business owner could submit themselves to a third-party
yeah.
Inspector that may actually even have more,
oh, yeah.
more strenuous standards.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would love to see more of that take place, right? Sort of a consumer reports of inspections,
yeah.
right? Something, you know, powered by the restaurant industry themselves could get together and say, hey, we want to hire this, you know, third party, you know, to do these inspections.
Well, there's already ServSafe certifications for people behind counters and such
yeah.
that, you know, they go through those. And a lot of businesses do have levels of cleanliness requirements, like franchise, for instance, operations
right.
in a lot of cases have their own set of standards that are better than the government standards. So there's more coming up. We'll get into what happened to this restaurant that dared to open.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free. Bring us anything you want. We're on the live Saturday edition of the program. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can join the Free Talk Live amp program like Carl with a K. Carl did. He's a platinum amplifier, which means he's given above and beyond the call of duty. We ask for $5 a month. Carl's doing at least 25.
Thanks, Carl.
Per month via the amp program to help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, to help us get on more radio stations around the United States, and bring new internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom, because, well, they're needed now more so than ever, it seems.
Yeah, and we're the only syndicated radio show doing this kind of stuff.
At this level, yeah, that's for sure. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can join the amp program there, just like Carl did. And, again, it's only $5 a month by default, so please hop on over there, and it helps us out, and we really appreciate it. You'll get some cool perks, some bennies, if you join up over at amp.freetalklive.com. So thanks, Carl, for that. As we continue with more of your calls and thoughts, and then more about this, I guess it was a Maine restaurant.
Yeah, Bethel, Maine.
In Bethel, that decided, you know what, we're just going to go ahead and open up anyway, and I'm hoping there's going to be a quote from the owner or whatever in here, so we'll get into that.
Owner's got a great name, too.
Good. We'll talk about him and what's going on and the crackdown that apparently transpired already. Didn't last more than a day, apparently. But let's go first to Greg. He's in Rockford, Michigan. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Captain Kickass.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I love your guys' show. I'm
Thanks.
A new listener. But
awesome.
I think through this whole thing, President Trump got snowballed, kind of like forced into maybe this thing. And I might be the first to say that, but...
No, you're not the first to say that. I mean, there's a bunch of sort of Trump excuse or apologists, I guess, out there who try to, you know, act like Trump is somehow on the side of freedom, but he's just a dope, and all these people, they manage to tell him what to do, and he just doesn't have any, willpower of his own, but yet then they also paint him in another light whenever it's convenient, and that is how independent Trump is, right. And that Trump is, you know, he's doing his own thing, and he's playing 7D chess, and that he's, so like the whole message behind this Trump is just a bunch of BS to me. The reality is the actions, right? So there's the words that somebody says, and then there's their actions. That's what you got to really look at. And Trump has been backing up the state governments. Yeah, sure, he's been critical of some of the Democrats, but he hasn't criticized Sununu. Sununu is the New Hampshire Republican governor who is cracking down here in New Hampshire, at least by word. Now, they left us alone today at the protest, but that doesn't mean they didn't mess with some families a couple weeks ago in Concord, where they literally, cops showed up to threaten some peaceful families who were on some playground equipment in a local park. So, you know, I'm sorry, but Trump is, his administration is absolutely doling out mandates, so-called
he's
guidelines
complicit.
Or whatever. Yeah, he's going along with this stuff, and there's no excuse for
it. Yes, he is, and so is our governor, and as the one who's been in Michigan my whole life. A bunch of us had this stuff back in January and February. We had it. We went through it. We had it where you can't breathe. You try to take a breath and you go, and that's the reality of what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad. It is bad.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to get it, especially if you're older. I'm 55 and have, you know, some heart issues and COPD and all the crap.
Mm-hmm.
I was a carpet cleaner for 30 years, so I breathed restoration chemicals.
Oh boy.
You know, you know what? The thing of it is, nobody actually, there's nobody in the country that was prepared for this at all.
Well, I mean, I don't think that there really needed to be a preparation for this. I understand that people are, you know, running around, Chicken Little, my God, the sky is falling, it's so terrible. But is it really so terrible? I mean, honestly, it doesn't seem to be killing that many people, all things considered.
Yeah, let's just say that, the first model that came out was overwhelming. Everybody looked at it and went, oh my gosh, we got to do something now, right? But, like, and they originally said, hey, let's shut everything down for 2 weeks, and they kept kicking the can down the road, and they continue to kick the can down the road despite the new data that has come forth and says, well, it's basically as deadly as the seasonal flu. Maybe slightly more, but that's really about it.
I like that you guys kind of look at both ends of it, and you're not like completely agenda driven, you know.
I do have an agenda. I mean, I'm not going to hide my agenda. My agenda is freedom. I want people to be free to make choices and take a risk if that's what they want to do. Greg, thanks for the call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. Yeah,
good show.
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it. That's Greg there in Michigan. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that was the disappointing part of the protest today, and we touched on this earlier, but that there were so many Trump people there who seemed to think that Trump is somehow on the side of freedom, and he's not.
No.
Okay? I mean, he may say some things that are entertaining. He may say some things that make him look like he's a little better in certain circumstances than your typical politician, but he's not doing anything that's any different than typical politicians. He's signing the bill for 12, you know, however many trillion dollars, 2, 3, 4 trillion. They're going to be adding to it, you know. They're not going to just stop with 2.2. I think they had another half a trillion come right after that for more so-called
business.
There's
been, I don't know, like upwards of $5 trillion injected into the monetary system since COVID.
Yeah, and isn't that like the largest increase ever of the budget?
And let's not forget 30 million unemployed people. 30 million unemployed people. Now, my cursory math suggests that before COVID, there was approximately 165, maybe 170 million people in the workforce.
Wait a minute. Where's that number come from? Is it the number of applications to unemployment, the 30 million?
30 million, yeah.
That's
30 million new applicants since March 13th.
Remember, there are websites for these unemployment systems that have crashed
right. Because
there are so many people trying to get into it. There have been people who've been saying that their full-time job is now applying for unemployment, just
right. Trying
to get through this Byzantine...
Yeah.
Difficult system that crashes and is run by bureaucrats and is completely inefficient. So if there were actually efficiency with the government, which there isn't,
right?
But if there were actually efficiency with the unemployment process, would it be 50 million instead of 30?
Well, and they're still coming in. So
that's what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. But my point is that, you know, 165, 170 million in the workforce, 30 million now are no longer in the workforce. Those are just the ones we know about. Right, who have filed new claims for unemployment. So that's, we did a little napkin math earlier. That's about one-fifth of the workforce. One-fifth of the workforce.
One of the guys that was at the event, I don't know if he's an often listener, but I know he's sort of a friend of the show. He was there. I'm not going to say his name, but he said that there's this, what was the term that he used? The welfare cliff, which is the idea that he had a job as a painter prior to COVID. Lost that job or was laid off or whatever, so maybe they'll hire him back, maybe they won't, so he was laid off and he's now applied and is, I guess, maybe collecting unemployment because he says that for him, he would take a 60% pay cut, so that's the welfare wall or whatever, right. The welfare cliff, so in order to go back to work and return to the productive economy, he would have to forego receiving more unemployment, which pays him much greater than what he was being paid when he was working, meaning he would take a 60% pay cut if he went from collecting unemployment to no longer collecting and getting a paycheck. The amount of money coming into him would go down.
Yep.
So what is his incentive to go back to work?
Well, when the unemployment runs out, that'll be the incentive, but... Sure. Outside of that, he doesn't have any, which is typical of a government program like that.
Right. Well, of course, governments are out there talking about more checks to be cut and issued and even maybe a monthly check or whatever. So that's going to keep a bunch of people on welfare if they manage to push that through. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, though. We got Graham on the line in Pennsylvania. Graham, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Captain Kickass.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Yeah, I called in about like the all those people who lost their jobs. You said about 30-some million.
That's about right, yeah, 30 million.
Yeah, it's kind of, speaking of that, was earlier this year, I lost my previous job working for one cleaning company. Mm-hmm. It was an independent company cleaning a hospital, a local hospital, but the local hospital was shut down because of fears of the coronavirus. And then after I got laid off from that job, I didn't apply for unemployment. I went out and looked for a job, and like less than 2 weeks later, I found another job at another company. Cleaning a government office.
Well, it's good to know that you know, you're able to find work out there if that's what you wanted to do. I'm not sure if that was the reason you were calling to the show. So I know you wanted to talk. I think you wanted to talk about protests. If you had something else to say, we can talk about that here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll also get back into the story about this the restaurant in Maine that reopened and they've cracked down on them. We'll tell you what happened coming up here in moments. Hour number two is next. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.